Our gentle listeners. Look at us. Once again, we're all back together. Another episode. Who would have thought? Everyone's still alive. Everybody's good. We all made it another week. Driving home. Trying to get out of the end of the street by my work is such a fucking pain in the... It's impossible to try to make a left from Beach Avenue onto Glencoe, which is almost on Washington Boulevard. Just forget it. Now I got to make a right and go all the way to the 90 and then take the fucking 90 to the 405, which sets me back about 3 miles on the goddamn freeway. Because it's so fuck... Ugh, what a fucking... I don't know why I don't go down the other end of the street and then make a right and a right instead of trying to make one left, because it's not going to happen. I'm driving by this Panda Express, and I ate her earlier, and I was very proud of myself. I did not get orange... I got just the bowl, which is not... It's a small portion, and I got the broccoli, beef and broccoli, which is like the best thing you can eat. It's only like 150 calories of fucking molecule or something. Orange chicken's like 480 or 5, I don't know, some crazy shit, but I went with the healthier option, and I admire my own constraint, because I've been on a real junk food wagon. I want to say lately, but I'll say the last, 34 years of my life. It's got to stop. And the sugar and the coffee's got to stop. I'm trying. It's hard. I don't really like the taste of coffee. I've noticed recently I can do Starbucks black. I can just drink it black out of the cup. That's the only way I like it. But most regular coffee, I just can't stand it, how it tastes, and I gotta dress it up with some cream and some sugar. Sometimes you put Irish cream, sometimes you just put the regular. But it's like you build up a tolerance for the taste, and you gotta put more and more, to get it to where you want it, because you can't taste the sugar anymore. Yeah, I like coffee. I drink it a lot. Oh boy, Today's Wednesday. On Sunday, I've been meaning to see Mad Max again for a while. It's still up in a couple of theaters hither and thither in L.A. So the cheap seats over on Milbank and Van Nuys Boulevard, they still have second-run movies and shit like that. And now the place is known to be a shit heap, but a lot of the times, like, a movie that came out fucking 5 months ago will just be back up there, and you're like, I want to see that one more time before it goes to DVD. I'm finding more and more. I hardly ever watch movies. I barely touch my fucking DVD collection. I used to like live and die by that thing, and now it's like I try to see. If I don't see it in a theater, I might never see it. There's so many movies like that. So that's why I try to go to the theater as much as possible, because it's the best experience. Because you're locked in there, you're not looking at your phone the whole goddamn time. This stuff. The older I get, the more I don't know if it's always been in me to be this attention deficit-y, and my phone brought it out, or if I've just grown to be so dependent on it that I think it's that I don't want to be in real life ever at all for any reason, and that just my phone provides that little bit of escape all the time. I'm always on something, Twitter or fucking, I only got like 5 or 6 yaps that I go to, but I just send them just constantly, and the amount of texts that I send. Shit, I just need a distraction from Jesus, this guy, what the fuck are you doing, buddy? Holy shit. This guy's fucking tearing ass on the 90 over here. What a fool. This dude's doing like 85, he just weaved in and out of all these fucking cars, he almost hit a guy. Jerk, hey, where's the party, buddy? Why don't you take me with you if you're driving like that? I just tried to take a nap. Did I already say this? I tried to take a nap, and I couldn't fall asleep. It really fucking pissed me off. I needed a nappy. I didn't got to work till 7. I wanted to go and work out, get a bunch of shit done, because I'm running out of time from the week to get it finished. I don't think I'm gonna. It's gonna be too late now by the time I get there. So I gotta do. I don't know. I'm just making excuses. I don't want to fall off. I'm doing good. I don't want to miss a week of working out. What the fuck am I doing? What was I saying? Text messages, people, amount of texts that I do. I don't know. Yeah. So, anyways, Mad Max, right? I go to this theater. Now it's usually, I think it's $10 or something like that. Every time, I think I've been there 3 times. The projector is never working right. Everything's always fucked up and out of focus, and the place is a mess. It's kind of like it's the LA version of the Como Park movie theater for any Buffalo listeners. Is that place still there? I know the roller rink closed in Depew. Rest in peace, roller rink. But I show up at the place, and I was really debating, because I was kind of tired I've just been fucking run down and tired. I don't know what my problem is. It's been so fucking tired and just tired lately. Tired. The word tired. I was going to get a bottle of booze and watch it. I'm like, enough with the fucking drinking. So I needed something to go with it, because especially if I'm seeing a movie for like more than the first time in a theater, I always like to embellish it with a fucking some booze, some coffee to get all my neurons firing. So this time I got a coffee, which I think 7-Eleven has changed their coffee formula, because their fucking coffee, the last, I don't know, all last week it tasted like shit. It was like really bitter. And even when it was like fresh out, I know you're saying, Luke, maybe you just happen to get a couple shitty pots of coffee. It doesn't mean that the coffee's bad. No, I fucking got it straight out of the goddamn, they were out at the one by my place, and they brewed a brand new one, and I took it straight out of the mother's teat, and it's still, I was like, oh, fuck, it tasted like hamster jizz. I go to the Mad Max, I go to the ticket booth in the front, nobody's in there. I walk in, no one's at the concession stand with popcorn or anything. I'm like, all right, and I walk right into the goddamn theater. I mean, you're lost my gain, right? So it starts. Now, the cool thing about this place is there's no fucking trailer, no nothing. It goes right into the goddamn movie. It's like almost like Arclight experience kind of thing. And it starts, and there's just shit all over the screen. Like I'm like, this is a fucking film print. And it's like, of course, it's out of focus. Not as drastic as I have in the past, which I think, I forgot what I saw there last time, but I had to go there. I had to go down twice to ask them to fix it, and they just don't give a shit. If it's out of focus, like, fuck you, I'll cross your eyes then. Maybe it'll be in focus. It's your problem, not ours, buddy. But I didn't want to really risk it and go down there because I didn't pay, and I didn't want them to be like, I don't remember you walking in, you son of a bitch. But it's out of focus, and like, I didn't even know they struck 35mm prints of the fucking movie. I just thought it was an all digital release. It's mostly what they do now. It was 35, and the print was beat to shit. It looked like a print of the fucking Road Warrior from 20 years ago. I'm like, oh my god, this thing's a fucking. Now it was kind of it works for Mad Max. It gave it some charm because it's got those B movie kind of roots. But yeah, it was a shitty beat up 35mm film. I couldn't believe it. So I don't know what was going on with me. I pissed. Fuck, just all weekend I had to piss, like every 10 minutes. All weekend. I'm starting to get worried, man. I'm tired a lot, and I'm pissing a lot, man. I'm waking up a couple times a night, and I'm talking like a lot of pee. It's not like a little fucking tinkle. But I go to the bathroom. There's only one bathroom, of course, downstairs, and I go down, and I'm like, I asked this chick at the desk. She's probably like 22, average looking. I guess it makes a difference, because like if it was a dumb blonde, you'd expect this. But I go, can somebody up in five tweak the projector? It's out of focus. As usual, I wanted to add. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'll try. But, you know, it is a 35mm print. It's film. So I'm like, what in the fuck is that supposed to mean? Are you trying to tell me that because it's film, you can't get the projector in focus? Lady, do you know that it stopped being 35mm prints about a year and a half ago? Oh, yeah, you're right. You're totally right. How could I ask such a silly thing? I forgot every fucking 35mm print movie I saw in my entire life for 35 years was out of focus because it was film. Silly me. That's what she said. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? How little do you know about it? You work in a fucking theater? I wanted to fucking... I want to take a thumbtack and stick it in her cheek. No, that's fucking mean. You know what I want to do? I want to pinch that spot right above, like behind your elbow where your tricep is, and just pinch that little piece of skin and go, yeah, it's not fucking 35, bitch. And then kiss her. Okay, that got really fucking weird. But of course, they didn't fix it. But this is my third time seeing that movie, and it's about a year later. And this is my favorite time watching it. And I don't know why that movie just pops in my head all the goddamn time. For as much as I was, all the goddamn time. For as much as I was annoyed that I have such strong, deep roots with that movie, because Thunderdome is one of my fucking favorite movies ever. And as I've oft-touted saying of mine, it's the first movie I ever remember watching in my life. But the fact that it's, there's still, of course, shit that bugs me. But the fact that it's almost Mad Max in someone else's movie, because it really is. Furiosa / Charlize Theron's movie. It's really her character. And Max is just kind of there. It almost feels like a crossover episode of a fucking TV show, like when Mad Max would show up on, He-Man would show up on the She-Ra cartoon or something. You know? And like, I, for some reason, that's everyone's problem, but it almost helps it more for me. Because I wasn't sure how I felt about Tom Hart. I still don't. I still don't. I don't know. It's weird. I don't not like him, but I don't love him. You know, I didn't see him like, that's it. That's Max. It's just like, I guess he could be Max kind of thing. But I like that. So he's not in it. You can ease into him a little bit because he's not in every single fucking shot. So, yeah, I liked it a lot more this time. And I don't know. I officially think I do like that movie quite a bit. So that was my fucking experience with that. I thought you guys liked that. Did that sound so awesome? Were you so happy? That day before I went to that movie, I Uber drove for the first time since, like, I don't know, Thanksgiving. And the rates take more money from the drivers. And I'm driving around Sunday morning, and because now I have full weekends off. I used to have a job Saturdays. Now I don't. And the rates, like, you know, like I've said, I used to just drive Saturday nights because that's when you make really good money Saturday night. You can drive just Saturday night and make $150, you know, for six to eight hours. Sometimes more, sometimes less. What do you want from me? What am I, Mr. fucking Uber tracker? So the rates weren't terrible Sunday morning, but it wasn't really very busy. I mean, it was busy enough to keep me going. And I was hitting some good red zones, and I ended up kind of downtown, and things were going all right. I started doing this at, like, I think about 10 in the morning. So around 12:30, you know, Luke's just getting hungry, and I'm like, all right, well, you know, Luke, you don't want to eat a lot of shitty food. Plus, you spent $85 on groceries the other day. Why don't you go home and have a lunch? It's healthy, so you're not eating fast food all the time. So I'm like, that sounded like a good idea to me. And I drive home to eat. I had some Pescetti. Then I start watching TV. Next thing I know, it's about an hour and a half later. But the whole time, I'm like, don't you fucking dare go home and then not go back out. So I go back out. Now the surge is gone. Now, it was so, long story short, I should have just grabbed something to eat quick. I should have grabbed the old barbecue chicken sandwich plain from fucking Carl's Jr. because it's not that bad. And then I only eat one piece of the bread. Good protein. Barbecue is not deep fried or any shit like that. It's chicken breast, bitch. It's only like 400 some calories for that sandwich. I don't get no fries or nothing. The older I get, I can't eat fries anymore either. I really can't. They're like eating little razor blades inside of potatoes. They just tear up my whole digestive system. I swear my insides are just rotting or something. I just can't eat nothing without it bothering me. Every goddamn food I eat tears me up somehow. So I go back out. Now this fucking surge is completely gone. I'm like, shit. So I'm driving around, like, local now by my house, and, like, no one's fucking calling. Like, no one needed a goddamn Uber that day. And so then I went up to work to try to get my fucking check. And I don't know why I'm telling all these inane details of my day, but I'm just going to keep going. I went up to get my final check, but they're like, oh, the boss is there. And I didn't really want to talk to him, so I left, you know. I just wasn't in the fucking mood. It's Sunday. I'm weird on Sundays anyway. But so I go back, and then I decided after my food had settled, I wanted a chocolate Easter bunny real bad. So I went to CVS and I got a big giant chocolate Easter bunny and ate it. It got all over me and all over my car seat and on my pants and on my shirt where the little pieces of chocolate melted and left stains. Then I went home and took a nap. So it wasn't a very successful Uber trip. I think I made about $45. I spread the day out across probably 9 hours. I just kept going out, driving for fucking 30 minutes and going home again for something else. And I'm like, I suck. Well, you know, if it was steady and things were going okay and I say this all the time, that's the hardest thing about it. If you get into like a groove and it's working out, then it's not hard at all. It's when you got these giant lulls between trips or you're not making, I mean, I'm doing like, I'm picking people up local and I'm making $3 a ride. Everyone's going like one fucking mile away all day. I'm like, Jesus, I can't get one fucking good fare. And, yeah, it was basically a total fucking waste of time. I'm like, you know what, self, if you're going to do this, you just got to do it Saturday night because Sunday doesn't really work. But, dude, this weekend coming up, listen to this. This is how much I care about you guys and having content. I saw a fucking ad for on Craigslist because I'm not going to sit on my ass. I want my weekends full, you know. I want to fucking work, man. I'm not gonna sit home. I'm not just gonna, oh, I have another day off. I'm just like, that's an opportunity. That's stuff I can do. I see an ad for this giant rich person's party in Palm fucking Springs. This is like 2 hours away. They want costume characters and shit to walk around and like make the perk up the guests and I think like fucking help set up and break down a little bit and fucking serve hors d'oeuvres and shit, right? I'm like, this fucking sounds hilarious. Instantly, I get like a Vince Vaughn, Will Ferrell plot movie in my head. So I'm like, Scotty, and I think I'm gonna hit up fucking Polish Brandon. I'm like, we gotta go to this. Let's all fucking go and just get trashed and dressed up like these stupid characters, and we'll just fuck off and make fun of people, and we'll just fucking totally fuck off. It'll be great. You know, like, we'll look like we're doing shit, but on the side, we could be assholes. It sounded like a fucking blast. It sounded like retarded. So little by little, people were like, yeah, yeah. And then more and more details came, and it's a longer and longer day. Like, really, you're leaving at 1 and getting back at fucking probably 1 in the morning just because of the travel. They'll take you down there in, like, a shuttle. It leaves from somewhere in L.A. Everyone goes down there in a bus, which that sounds kind of fun. So I'm thinking, like, I just have a feeling this is some celebrity's house or something, too, for some reason. So I'm like, no matter what, it's $250 fucking cash end of the day. So I'm like, great, fuck yeah. I didn't really make any money this weekend, so just that alone, that's more than 2 weekends of working at the bowling alley anyway. So that's pretty good. On top of that, I'm really doing it for the fucking experience, because I want to go and just see what kind of dumb shit pops off, what kind of trouble I get into, just so I can come back and talk about it on the show. I swear to you, I'm doing it like 25% for the money, 75% just for the show. Just to fucking, just to go do it and be stupid. I can't wait. I'm going by myself, which kind of blows. Well, it's not as much fun if Scotty was going or something like that, but whatever. I'll go and see how that goes. And then Sunday, my fucking boss is shooting some promo for, like, Bernie Sanders. Like, you're gonna be shocked, but a whole bunch of Hollywood movie stars support Bernie Sanders. I know there's not a ton of fucking PC liberals and shit left wingers out here, but they're all coming to do some kind of, I don't know what it is. It sounds like, I have no idea. All I know is a bunch of famous people being interviewed about Bernie Sanders. So I know at least Seth Rogen, I heard, is going to be there. All these people, 4-camera shoot. My boss is like, dude, you want to come help? It's for free, but I'm like, yeah, there's going to be a bunch of movie stars and shit in there. Sure, fucking, I'll go. So that's my Saturday and Sunday. So no day off until next week, Sunday. I think this, in the last fucking 2 months, I think I've had 3 days off. Yeah, wait. Yeah, something like that. I'd have to sit and do the math for a minute, but. Long story short, from fucking February 1 until today, I think I've had maybe 3 days off. And, like, they were fucking, whatever, shut the fuck up. But, yeah, so I should have some good stories next week. Maybe I'll have a better podcast, more action-packed. Because this one, I'm just, I don't know, not a ton of shit happened this week. What do you want me to say? You want me to make shit up? I won't do that. I'm a truthful man. I tell you what really happens to me. You know, maybe that's the appeal of the show. Even if it's not something terribly interesting, I mean, it's not me, you know, doing my algebra homework or some shit like that. But, you know, some weeks, a lot of stuff pops off. Maybe I fuck a couple chicks. Maybe one of them's a fat chick. Maybe one of them's hot. Maybe we meet under weird circumstances. Those make for good stories, good podcasts, fun. Listeners like it. You know, it's not one of those weeks. So if you don't like it, you know, go listen to, I don't know, my pal Greg Fitzsimmons. He's got a great podcast. Sometimes I call in on it. You might have heard me, you know. Once or twice. That UFC fight happened this weekend. And old Scott Aruski had a little party and had some people come over. What the fuck was I doing then? I didn't make it. Was that Friday night? I don't know, whatever the fuck I was doing. I barely made it there. Oh yeah, I gotta work out of work. I've been working late again because now I'm the only guy at my place. Things are rapidly changing at my company. So I'm the only employee, and it's now I gotta, like, work and do shit again. I'm fucking busy, like, all goddamn day and night, and I don't get out of there till late. But I only saw the last 2 fights, which apparently, I guess, all the other ones were boring, so it didn't matter that I missed them anyways. But the second, the 2 big fights was, just to preface this, I guess none of this was for the title. Neither of these were title fights. I thought they were, because these two were the reigning champs. Holly Holm, who beat the shit out of Ronda Rousey last time, fought, that girl, she looked like she had, I don't know, Brandon says she doesn't have nice, she looked like she had nice cans. She's cute, I like her. Oh, Misha Tate. She's attractive, I don't know. Holly Holm, I don't know. Ronda Rousey, I have made very clear, I don't know what the fuck people are looking at. She looks like Ronda Rousey looks like a guy in a fucking blousey. Oh! Speaking of, Dice is doing a show on my birthday this year. Holy shit. I want to see how much tickets are, but if they're only like 20 or 25, I'm going to run a bunch of people, hopefully, in, go see Dice on my birthday. But it's tough because Lawrence Kasdan's doing the thing too. The guy who wrote most of my favorite childhood movies, the best movies of the fucking 80s. Raiders of the Lost Ark and Empire Strikes Back. What else do you need to know? And obviously the new Star Wars. He's doing a Q&A too on the same day. I'm like, fuck, there's so much shit popping off. It's a Saturday too. Whatever. Both the fights were surprising because the people you didn't. That's the allure thing about the UFC. You just never. No matter how much you think you got it pegged, you don't know what is going to fucking out. You just don't know what's going to happen on that thing. And both of them, Conor McGregor, who cocky as shit and looked like he had that fight wrapped up in 2 seconds, they both lost, him and fucking Holly Holm, in their respective matches. So I just can't believe, man, that part where McGregor, dude, he was so arrogant. He was so cocky when he came out. He was like talking. You could tell he wasn't. He was like total. It was a total Apollo Creed and what's his name from Rocky IV when they have the exhibition match and Apollo Creed gets killed. It was just like that. Why can't I think of his name? How the fuck can I know? Drago. What started out as a joke has ended in tragedy. I remember that the announcer says that in a movie. But, yeah. Oh, he cracks that guy's head open. And that fucking dude, Diaz, he was bleeding everywhere. And they would lock up. And I mean, and Conor would pull out. And he would just, his whole face and shoulders would be soaked in that guy's blood. I was like, God damn. How gladiatorial. Is that the fucking right word? Whatever. So, but I guess he still got the title, so it wasn't even that big of a deal. I don't know. All I know is that Diaz, that guy was not in shape. I mean, he had like fucking almost, he had like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons body with his shirt off. He looked like a fucking wimpy old man. He didn't look very intimidating, but he won, so what do I know? I'm tired of catfish chicks on fucking all these days. I don't know, something, I've hit some kind of weird stride, and I'm getting a lot of action on the 19 fucking dating sites and shit that I'm on. And the amount of girls that are attractive and like look like, wow, she's really pretty. They've gotten, I mean, they've always been. I guess I just forget the art of the camera angle and how much drastically these girls mask their fucking fattiness. And like, I think there's been three, I think, in the last 2 weeks or so. I forgot to talk about this last time, but I hit it off and they seem like fucking cool chicks and we're having fun. And then it's like, they look attractive, and then I find their Facebook, and then I go, because they'll send you a couple pictures, and you'll maybe have their Instagram, but the one thing that'll tip it off, I mean, these are probably obvious, but I like I said, I forget, so I'll give you guys a refresher so you don't end up like me, even though most of my audience is married or long-term relationships, pussies, but if their Instagram is not a lot of pictures of them and lots of like inspired pictures of things like mountaintops and fucking their goldfish or something, they're probably a fatty. You might be a fatty if you go to the Instagram and the pictures. That was Jeff Foxworthy and Cosby. The fuck was that? But I keep forgetting these things, and then I find them on Facebook, and then I'm like, oh man, because it'll be like 19 pictures. I keep using the word 19. 19 pictures in a row. That'll be my operative number. That'll be my word of the day. 19 pictures of them looking pretty good from like the waist up, whatever, and then you'll catch one where it's like a group photo, and they look like fucking, they look like the Blob from, they call him the Blob, Marvel fans, his only power was, he was just a fat fuck, and when he settled his feet down, you couldn't move him, and there was a day where we came up with the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, Marvel fans, they were a bad guy team that would fight the X-Men. And they said, we need one more character with an extra power. And I couldn't think of shit. I was all hungover. And I saw the mailman out the window. And he was a big, fat slob. A big, fat Irish piece of shit. And I said, we'll make a character called the Blob. And his power will be to be a fatso that can't move. No matter, even if Wolverine stabs him with his claws, he'll just stand there and eat a sandwich. So, that was a long way to go. What was I talking about? The Blob? How did I get on the Blob? Fat guy? Oh, the girl. They have like, they're just a mess. They're shaped like a fucking Hershey Kiss. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like you fucking lied. Like, we've been talking for a week. We probably exchanged 70 fucking thousand text messages. And I'm like, wow, this chick seems really cool. Maybe there's a keeper. And then you fucking, how deceptive. Just put up your real pictures. At least put up one. There should be like a rule, like if on the thing, like if you're a member and you're a fucking, I don't know, I guess guys too, I mean whatever, but like if you put up these fucking pictures and they're totally decided, like you should get your fucking account deleted. There should have to be one fucking foot to top of the head clear pick. of every fucking person. You should have to have one. Because I'm tired of this shit. It's the fucking way. And then I feel like a dick because then I stop talking to them. And they go, eh, it happened. I'm like, you know what? I don't know what happened. You catfished me, you fucking slob. That's what happened. Fucking annoying. Stop it. It's also like a character, Mystique. She was also in the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. And she had an extra power. And she could turn into anybody she wanted. And she had a blue skin. Because I figured, why not? We got to make her weird looking because she's a mutant. And she was blue. And she gave a lot of guys blue balls. All right, I don't know. I know where to go on that one. I did stand up the other night. Out of nowhere, out of the fucking blue, Corinne, the Sin, got me on a show. She got booked on a show at the Ha Ha. Ha Ha! You know it's going to be funny. Ha Ha's already in the goddamn name. I'll tell you what, the picture, I'll put a picture up of it on my Flickr page. But it looks like, from the street, it looks just like the fucking club that they make for Beetlejuice in the little town set for the whorehouse to trick him into going into. The whorehouse was my idea. That's at the Ha Ha Club. It looks like the comedy version of that. Hey, Adam, nice move. Adam, why did you build it? I didn't. It looks fucking ridiculous. I'm just like, Christ. I've always wanted to go to this place because they have an open mic, but it's at, like I've said before, it's at 5, and it's by my house, and I can never make it to that side of town. I never have Mondays off, so never been there, right? So we go, and I don't know why I was expecting. So this is last minute now. Hang on, I'm getting ahead of myself. She tells me this Monday night. This is the second time now where I got on a show after I've been eating my ass at all these open mics and nothing's working, and I'm telling myself, and probably telling you, gentle listeners, that I'm better on shows and I need shows with real people because they laugh. Other comics don't laugh. The same people see me week after week. They tire of my dick jokes and Transformers fucking references. And I need to do shows. But then I get one thrown to me like that, and I have a fucking complete meltdown. She's like, you want me to ask her if you want to do the show? Because she wanted me to go. This is Monday night. The show's Tuesday. 10-minute fucking set. And she's like, I'm like, sure. She's like, okay, you're on it. Got a show. I was like, my fucking entire inside just heated up. I was like, what do you mean I'm on the show? I'm on the show? She's like, yeah. Oh, you're going to be the opener. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? And then like, I just like stared at the fucking table because we're just hanging out at someone's house. And I'm just like, oh my God. And the entire next like 12 hours, I was completely fucking freaking out. You know what? Here's a dream I had that night. I was at a Burger King, and this must be tied into the bowling alley. It was at a Burger King that I had just worked at and didn't work at anymore, but still wanted to try to get free stuff. And inside the Burger King were a bunch of other open mic comics that I know of. Just kind of like random people from mics. I couldn't even tell you who they all were. I just remember looking around being like, oh, there's Ernie Stone. I don't even know, like, really know these dudes. But it was him and a random smattering of people from my high school. It's amazing how much people from, like, even my middle school and my high school appear in my fucking dreams all the time. They're always, like, the background of the extras in my dream. Like, I'll be, like, walking down the street and, like, fucking Joe Martin will go by on a go-kart. I'm like, what the fuck? Why? It's people I haven't seen or thought of in 25 years. It's somehow 20? How long am I? Well, don't. Yeah, 20 years ago I graduated. No. Not yet. No, I'm not at my 20. No, I'm not. Not 20. 15, whatever the fuck. Long time, right? And some of them even, I remember, they'll appear as like their sixth grade selves. Isn't that weird how your fucking brain works? But I'm in the Burger King, and I went up to get food in front of like people from high school and random open mic people. And when I got to the front to ask for stuff, I was in my boxers. Only in my boxers, right? But then I looked down because like I'm in like right now I'm like kind of tan. I'm in all right shape. I could look worse, you know. I'm not trying to say I sound like Chris Evans when he takes his shirt off, but I'm not the Blob either. You guys ever hear of a character called the Blob? He was in the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, and he, excuse me, Mister, I already told him about the Blob. Didn't you hear earlier, Marvel fans? I told him about the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. I'm sorry, you know. I was in the back. I was making a sandwich, you know. I don't care where you are, you prick. Read my comic books and don't read DC Comics because they're terrible. And the Batman versus Superman movie is going to suck my old Irish pecker. I don't even think you're Irish. Where did that come from? I mean, your last name's Lee. You sound, you know, Asian. I know a comic named Bobby Lee. Are you related to Bobby? I don't know who you're talking about. It sounds more like the Joker, who's a DC character. He always fought Batman. And he was, all right, what the hell? How long is Luke Theater going on for? Fucking Christ. Now I keep losing my spot. It's hard to do. It's hard to jump into three different people's minds and try to talk like them. It really isn't easy. That's why I admire Jay Moore so much, which I'll talk about a smidge more later. Oh, what the fuck was I saying? Hang on. What was I saying? Blob fat. How did I get into that? Marvel characters. What the hell? Holy shit. I completely fucking forgot what I was talking about. Well, that really took me out of it. Oh, this stand-up, right? So, oh, the dream. Sorry. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for bearing with me on that one. Fuck, I go down that rabbit hole. It's hard to find a way back out. So I go up, and I'm in my boxers, and I was like, I was really embarrassed, and I'm like, I had a really quick flash of like, oh, I think I'm in a fucking dream, and I'm almost naked again. But then I was like, you know, this is embarrassing as fuck, and I have no idea why I'm at a Burger King in front of everybody in my boxers, but like, I don't look that bad. So like, so what does that all mean? Oh, and I was trying to get food. Free food from the Burger King that I just worked at, and they're like, "No, we can't give you free food anymore." So all these things, like, I don't know. There's like little pieces of all kinds of weird shit that went on recently, or even that day, that all factored in this weird dream. But it just seemed like such a, it was so full of fucking metaphors, you know. Whatever. What do I know? So now I'm freaking out, and I have to get 10 fucking minutes together, which I pretty much got. It's about the same 10 minutes that I did at that LC show back in November that went good. I know all this stuff worked. They're all jokes that I built up over a year that I kept all the ones that worked, which is what you do. But I hadn't done it. I haven't gone over those. And some of those I haven't done in fucking months, you know, a long time. So I had to reorient myself. But it was balls to the wall that next day at work. I had no time to get the set together. All day, and I was just so, I don't know. I was just out of it. And I don't know if it was like, being scared of the show, which it shouldn't, because I do this, you know, I'm not like terrified to do it. I've done this so many fucking times, but I don't know, it was a weird mix of shit where I was just freaking out and convincing myself that I was sick and didn't feel good and wanted to. I guess I just listened to an old episode right before I did that LC show where I get like super fucking panic stricken and I wanted. It's all I could do to keep myself from telling whoever got me on the show that I can't do it. I don't feel good. I'm sick or something. So, like, I don't know, at like 4 or something, I went and took a fucking nap at work. And I took a nice, which is weird because I got a good night's sleep, but I took a nice fucking deep nap in my car. And I woke up and I just felt great. And I was like, yeah, let's fucking do this. I can do the show. Let's go. And it was weird. I completely turned everything around. It was like I did a brain reset. And when I woke up, I was a fucking man when I came to. So, I don't know, because she's a good networker and she knows a lot of people, and she got me on, Corinne, so I figured there was going to be a shit ton of people at the show. I'm like, oh, this place is going to be packed. There's like 100 people in here. Oh, there wasn't. There was about 15, maybe. A pretty big, you know, good-sized showroom. But as soon as I got there and looked in, I was like, oh, I got this. This is fine. And it's hard to do it there because, I did get my 10 minutes together and I fucking rehearsed it driving home and shit. And I did good, but Polish Brandon was telling me how well I did. He was very enthused with my performance, which is very nice of him. And like, I got laughs. It was good. But, I mean, the deck was really, I don't know. It almost feels like a scrimmage to me because it was mostly my friends in there. And, yeah, I don't know. I was happy. I got laughs. But I didn't feel like fucking kind of really conquered any mountain or anything. It was like, yeah, I did it, but it was like I did it with training wheels on. Whatever. I had a good set. Did good. But you know what's funny? I realized after Friday, the porn star came with Amber the stripper, who, I don't, you know, she's a sweet girl. I like her, but I am not interested in her. I'm just not attracted to the chick at all anymore. I don't, not that she isn't attractive. I don't have... I used to kind of fiend for her, man. Used to fiend for your sister, but never went up in her. And I don't know if it was that I really liked her for like a minute, and she fucking blew me off, and I just fucked up some kind of wiring in me after once I said, okay, well, she's gone, then fuck her. I don't know. I'm just not, If I could have played my cards right and really worked on it, I probably could have got her to come over and probably had a good chance of fucking around with her again, but just didn't care. I just wanted to go home and go to bed at fucking 10:30 because I'm an old faggot. But she was there. Great laugh. That chick laughs at everything. She got a nice, loud, good laugh. Good. She's like taking Tree Man to a show. But Friday was in there, and I guess you can't see a damn thing up there. I mean, they fucking flash a spotlight in your eyes like it's a police helicopter. You can't see anything. I couldn't see nobody. I could just hear laughs and stuff. But Brandon said Friday was laughing her ass off, and it was just funny that I'm like, fucking, this chick was like she was my favorite porn star at one point in like early 2000s. I fucking worshipped her. And now I know her, and I'm doing a comedy show in North Hollywood, and she's in the audience watching me and laughing. It took me a day to put that together. I was like, that is fucking weird. It's been a fucking weird. Sit down from 21 years old to now. I'll say one thing. It's been a weird, unpredictable road. I don't know where it's going. Hang on, I need a drink. That was so gay what I just said. Hang on. Like, wow, I'm such a wild and woolly guy. Can you guys believe what a man about town I am? Shut up, self. Fucking penis. But I don't know. I just, the last bunch of open mics I did have gone so bad. I mean, for weeks on end now. Nothing I write has seemed to have been working. So I really was getting another, just my bi-monthly fucking existential comedy crisis where I go, why am I, Luke, why are you bothering doing this? You're not really enjoying yourself. Nobody's laughing at any of your jokes. You're going out of your way. You spend your gas, your time, your money. I go up to a bunch of ungrateful people that don't appreciate your humor. So how long do I want to fucking keep doing this? Just stupid. I'm not getting nothing out of it, but I think begrudgingly the show kind of, what the fuck was that? Fucking Kawasaki Ninja. That show kind of put some wind back in my sails a little bit. So I didn't want to like run out and do open mics, but now I'm like, all right, let's do some show. Get on some real shows where there's people in there, because I'm doing pretty fucking good on actual shows when there's real people. Like, I think all my jokes suck, but I don't know. It's just a weird thing where it's just, I don't know. I feel like deep down, like, what Tom Cruise says in Magnolia, what is it innate of? What's the end game? I don't really want to be a working comic. So if I'm not really working, in my sole desire in life is to be a stand-up comic for a living, like, this is kind of a waste of time. What the fuck am I doing it for? But then, you know, deep down, part of me, Luke, you never know, though. What if one day you just wake up and you fall in love with it? Or something happens where you get some kind of crazy gig or end up going out on the road, and the next thing you know, you're a comic. That could happen, too. It is what it boils down to. Doing stand-up, and this is terrible because this is just going to go on and on. Basically at the same level it is now, I feel like. That's what I'm worried about. It's kind of, doing stand-up to me is like lifting weights or working out. I don't want to do it. I hate doing it for the most part. Sometimes I like it, but mostly I don't, and I don't want to be bothered with it. But I don't like doing it more. I'm more bothered not doing it, so I have no choice. I have to begrudgingly do it just to shut my brain up. So I don't know. I can't quit. I swear to God, it's fucking torture. I don't want to do it, but if I don't do it, I don't want to deal with myself. I can't deal with that fucking voice in the back of my head going, you fucking quit. You quit, you piece of shit. You're a fucking year and a half in. You're at 140 mics. 140 times when you couldn't even stand up in front of a fucking room in college and tell your name. And now you're up here talking to fucking, sometimes more over 100 people. And now you're just going to quit, really? That's what you're going to fucking do? This is what sounds like inside my head all day. I just live with a fucking Sergeant Hartman from fucking Full Metal Jacket. What do you mean you quit, you piece of shit? Get back up there. There's a mic at 7 o'clock, maggot. This kind of shit. So I don't know. That's the fucking torture that is me. But all in all, I had a good show. So, I don't know. Try to get on more of them. Hang on. Let me try and get over. This guy's right on my fucking ass. Move it, Mr. Cheap Man. I'm on the 101 now. I'm getting off at Reseda Boulevard. So I can go tanning. I'm just going to say it. I'm going tanning. Fuck you. I got two more seshes. Two more seshes left before my thing is up. So I want to stay fucking tan because I still can't get rid of this. This fucking tan I got on my shoulders. I told you last... what am I at here? Last year in May, we shot that shitty Uber skit. You want to go watch it? It's called Uber. FunYourDie.com/weirdfellas Uber, right? I basically did this sketch because I think I'm talking about this. I really liked this improv chick that I met on Twitter and was would weirdly flirt with for a while. And then she would just stop talking and just, I don't know. We'd make plans to go out all the time, and then she'd bail most of the time. But I thought she was a fucking doll. I liked her so much, and she was in a comedy and shit. And I'm like, you want to be in this thing? So I wrote her. I think it was already written, but I put her in the one part. It was her and Scott. And I didn't even want to make this one. It's really fucking simple, really easy. We shot up my fucking driveway at work, and we were supposed to have anamorphic. It was gonna be our first anamorphic shoot, but then the lenses got rented the day before. Oh, so fucking bummed. So we had to shoot it spherical. I was so excited to shoot fucking anamorphic, even though this did not call for it whatsoever. Kind of like a Hateful Eight. But, well, that was 70 mil, but I'm saying this is, I guess, the closest we'd get to 70 mil anamorphic lenses. They're hard to get. They're really expensive. But I just wanted to do this because Dude Bogues liked it for whatever, and he wanted to shoot it, and I wanted to have this girl in it because I never got to hang out with her. I'm like, well, if I get her in this project, maybe we'll hang and click and fucking date and marry, have kids, fucking die together, get buried. We'll be in a mausoleum. I'll be in the bottom, and I'll be on the top, and I'll tell everybody, you know why she got buried above me? Because I always wanted her to have top billing. Not the true story. That was George and Gracie Burns. Gracie Burns died, his wife. You know, they did fucking 50 years together. They were an act. And his wife died, and he was put in the casket below her. And they said, why, George, why do you want to get buried beneath your wife? You're the man you should be on the top. And he said, because I always want her to have top. I like choked up when I read that. That was like the sweetest thing I ever fucking read. I don't know why it was on his Wikipedia page. But it didn't happen. Nothing happened with this broad. That was it. The fucking skit came and went. It wasn't very good. Fucking. She had a fantastic ass. God, oh, what a beautiful ass this girl had. Fuck me. But God, she was a dog. I'm so fucking attracted to this one. I still am. I fucking love her. I had to unfollow her on Twitter. I didn't unfriend her. Once I like you on a social media and I discover you and I reach out and try to make something happen and it doesn't, or it's just going to stay, no matter what happens, it stays. Either just stays, obviously, on a friendship tip, or worse, you reach out to them and they blow you off or shoot you down. I don't want you to exist anymore. Like that was the flicker, the star in my sky flicker for one night of my life, and now you're gone. Because if it's not gonna be anything else, then it's just fucking torture, motherfucker. Just to see your life go by, and then see some fucking cheese dick you're gonna start dating that isn't me, and probably isn't as fucking funny or fucking fun to hang out with, and you know, whatever. Tan, not as tan as me. So. We were out in that thing, and it was sunny, and we were out from fucking 9 in the morning till, you know, the sun went down. And I was out in this fucking sleeveless shirt, and I'm going to say at this point, got the worst farmer tan I've ever had in my entire life. It is almost a year fucking later, and I still have a line at my fucking shoulder where my arms end because I had a sleeveless shirt on that is darker than the rest of me. You can still fucking see it. The whole summer went by. I've gone tan. I went once because I got 4 free sessions or whatever the fuck in like August. And then I did it then and it kind of went away, but then came back. And I've been fucking tanning on and off for 2 months or 3 months or some shit. I don't know. I must have gone at least 10 times. Even put lotion on the fuck. I never get lotion. I never have to need lotion. And it's still fucking there. You can still see it. I'm like, what the fuck? Is it permanent damage? Did it fucking sink in like a tattoo? I'm fucked. It looks awful. So the lady has these, I tried all this as a bit on stage, by the way, and I got an absolute fucking zero, as it probably will now, but I'm going to do it anyways. I go to buy the tanning lotion, which, like I said, I usually never need because I'm fucking Italian. I tan like nothing. I usually go a couple times and I'm good for fucking months and shit. But like the older I get, I can't hold a tan like I used to. It's fucking awful and costs me money and time and embarrassment because I'm a man and I'm going tanning. And I asked her if the, she's like, oh, you should try your tanning lotion. You should hear this lady talk. She's such a fucking character. She's funny. I swear, she's like straight out of fucking SNL. She's like, oh, you should get a lotion. I'm like, how much are they? She's like, oh, they're like $40. I was like, what the, no, $40? What the fuck, does it fucking, does it jerk me off for that? I don't know, I could have thought of something better. But, yeah, they're super fucking insanely expensive. I'm like, no. I'm like, okay, well, do you have any cheaper ones? She's like, yeah, we got some $5 packets here. They're just $5. And they could last. And I only need to put the lotion on the. It puts the lotion on its skin, or else it gets the farmer's tan again. Hang on, I got to take my fucking sweat. No, I'm not going to take it off because I got to go in there. I'm sitting behind a bank now, over by the plaza. Yeah, so I get the $5 one. And the only one they have left in the bin, the name of the lotion is called That Tan Though. T-H-O. That Tan Though. What the... Okay, I'm just gonna leave that balloon floating out there. You can think of that what you will. You know what I think. I'm like, oh my God. Like, can't you fucking... You don't have anything... Like, you don't have, like... Don't beat yourself up for this, or like Men Tan 2 titled. I want to open my own fucking lotion that just makes you less embarrassed to be a grown man in a fucking thing where there's a bunch of just hot teenage girls working there and tanning there and hanging out there, just fucking laying in that bed naked, getting all sweaty. Bitch. Yeah, so it didn't work. And I'm still trying to fix it. So. I don't know. I give up. I guess I'm stuck with a fucking lion around my shoulder for the rest of my life, or whenever my skin decides to get rid of that accursed fucking messed up pigment that happened to me. I don't know. That's some weird shit. You know what I mean? Oh, you know what? I forgot to fucking the Uber driving again, because I'm good and I'm good with fucking people. Another 5-star rating for me, even though I haven't done it in a long time. But then I get this random, I've never got this before, I get this random message from Uber saying, one of your passengers complained about you, and it's like, I guess you can check boxes of, because in this Yelp culture that we live in, any fucking thing to enable the customer to complain about any motherfucking thing they'll do. So someone clicked on, like, driver did not know city routes. I don't understand how I get a perfect 5-star rating, but I get this. Driver does not know city routes or way around city. And I'm like, I only picked up like 9 fucking people. There wasn't one goddamn person that I got lost or anything even remotely involving what this complaint says happened. I'm like, why would someone go out of their way to do that? Like, what person, what the fuck did I do to make you go and click and then complain about me to the company? So I'm supposed to go read this thing of like, I should know my fucking city better. I'm like, what a fucking piece of shit. What did I do wrong in your fucking ride? You're like trying to get me in trouble, you fucking cunt. No one said a fucking word. No one even said nothing like, oh, I guess you probably could have taken Alvarado. Would have been like, nothing. I don't know what the fuck they want. I followed the route that Uber gave me, you dumb fucks. I'd love to know who the fuck that was. Fucking assholes. People are so fucking shitty. Just fucking stupid. Did I cover everything already? Louis season 5 is on Netflix, right? And like that show, I always liked it, but I would kind of, it was almost like kind of instantly forget. It was like fast food or something. I would watch it and be like, yeah, it was fun, and it would just disappear. But like as the seasons went on, I don't know if it was me getting older at just the right time, because that show's, what's it been on, fucking 6-7 years or something. And like I liked it more and more as it went. And these last couple seasons, but like last season was my favorite, 4. And 5, I like even more. I like to just, they're just getting, he's just throwing shit out the window now. He doesn't fucking care. Like, you don't even need to see, like, there's not even, like, really a main, like, connecting story arc anymore. It's not like Louis starts at point A. They're just, like, complete standalone episodes that just get weirder and weirder, but I really like it. And, he had this episode where Michael Rapaport plays this fucking obnoxious cop friend of his that Louis gets stuck hanging out with. And I'm telling you, Rapaport's great anyway. He's really a fucking kind of an underrated actor, but like, it's one of the best performances I've ever seen out of this fucking guy. Like, what he does with this character in 35, I mean, I don't know how much of it is improv or how much Louis wrote, but just between the writing and like the fucking life this dude breathes into this character, like in 30 minutes, the fucking, like, what he built this guy into was like fucking one of the best performances I've ever seen of his fucking career. I'm like, that is amazing. Like, what a fucking amazing character. I'm telling you, if I taught a fucking acting class, I would cite this once a semester about, like, making broad choices or, like, you know, just making a fucking, a very clear, well-defined objective character. Like, writing and fucking acting. It's like, it was like a fucking master class in, like, writing a good character and then getting a good actor to get in and bring it to life. I was like, fucking A. He's, like, funny and, like, an asshole and, like, then you felt bad for him. It's fucking killer. You got to see. Oh man, I'm so bummed. Apparently, this is his last season of doing a show. But I'm just like, I've liked it more and more. Now I like love it. I'm like, fuck, don't go away. But now it is. But the last episode, he had Florentine on, fucking Florentine, and he was really good too. He's a fucking good actor. I never really saw him in anything, but he had me sold. And then of other things Luke admires of the week. Jay Moore had, who's, I mean, I'm still a fan of the guy, but he's really, he's fallen out of favor for me quite a bit. But just everything with him, you know, with this whole shit with his wife writes everything. But whatever, I still like the guy. But I don't even have his fucking podcast in my regular. I'll just check in on it every now and again because he has so many fucking lousy guests or guys I don't give a shit about. But he has fucking Jake the Snake on. Wrestlers always make good podcast guests, anyways, because porn stars and wrestlers, dude, they're like the same. Most of them have the same story, the same trajectory. Just, you know, most of them are women, and they use their pussy like a wrestler uses their fucking biceps. I don't know. It's all about abusing your body on a camera, no matter what, and getting a shit beat out of you. But yeah, Jake, I heard Jake the Snake on something. It might have been, maybe it was Corolla, like last year. Like I said, they're always great, but he's really good because he's just had a fucking. He'll tell you anything. He don't care, you know. And he's just had the most insane life, and he was like a fucking drug addict and, you know, kind of a scumbag piece of shit for a long time. But I mean, he had like just a horrendous fucking childhood. This poor guy. But I never heard. I mean, on Corolla, how much is really? I don't know if I'm not positive it was Adam, but like how much is really gonna get out? But even like Adam had Roddy Piper on, it was amazing. But Jake the Snake fucking pours his heart out on this episode. Of more stories, it is incredible. The interview he got out of this guy, just the fucking peaks and valleys of this thing were just, I think it's the best interview I've ever heard on Jay's show. It's fucking so compelling. I couldn't stop listening. And like, he's got so many awesome, crazy, like behind the scenes 80s wrestling stories and like a whole bunch of, I love Andre the Giant stories because they're always, Andre the Giant wasn't a very fucking nice guy. He was kind of a fucking asshole. If he didn't like you, he hurt you. And shit, and he was a mercurial dude, man, and he was a fickle dude too. I guess if he didn't like you for whatever reason, he just didn't, and he'd fuck you up. But they're gonna fuck you up, pendejo. But there's a fucking part. I'm sitting in traffic. And I got headphones in because I was driving the company truck, and my phone doesn't play to the speakers. And he's telling Jake the Snake. I don't know. Jay was just on one, and they didn't even know each other, but they fucking clicked so good. It was like they were like old pals. And just fucking Jake was telling him he was just telling him everything and anything. And just so like self of just fucking saying what a piece of shit he was. Like, I'm a piece of shit for doing, you know, this kind of stuff. And Jay lays out this, like, he's like, all right, listen, this is a comeback scenario I've wanted to do for you for like the longest time. And Jay, he's a fucking, you know, say whatever you want about him. He is an amazing storyteller. Like, if you ever go see him live, it's not all just joke. He'll have like long story bits, but he's really good at it. And he lays out this whole scenario of like Jake the Snake coming back into the ring now and having this kind of just amazing cameo. I think it was even like a one and done cameo. And he's laying it out, and you can, with the headphones, I can hear you can hear Jake listening to this thing, and he is so fucking wrapped up in this story. He's like, I'm telling you, the guy was there. Like, he was in the fucking ring. And it was so amazing because I'm like, he's got this guy. He's absolutely taking the guy there, and it'll probably never happen. And like, you're hearing right now in Jay's garage, this guy has fucking transported himself, and that's probably the closest he'll ever get to this actually happening. That was so that was such a fucking amazing moment. I'm like, the fucking art to just be able to talk and do that, not only to Jake, to take him so into that fucking scenario, but then like to listen, like for all us listening, just fucking take everybody out of that thing. It was, I'm like, what a fucking skill to be able to do that. Like, that's just fucking amazing. I wish, you know, I try to do it humbly on this fucking show and things that I do, but I'm just like, that dude's a fucking master. I'm like, God, that was so cool to hear that. I'm like, God, that was like, that's the closest that guy I'll get, man. And he was absolutely not in that fucking room. You know, it was cool. And it was like a good idea for the scenario was a good idea, but you can just hear him back going, yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah, I'd walk in. I think he's like, brother, you got me. I'm a fucking full hard on right now listening to this. it's a goddamn good episode. You gotta check it out. Even if you're not a huge Jay Moore fan, Moore Stories, Jake the Snake, it's the most current one as of this week, year of our Lord 2016, May 9th. I enjoyed that. I really fucking did. This Ghostbusters. I know you're. Might be tired of. I don't give a shit. Fuck this movie. Fuck the remake. So the trailer hits now. It's terrible. Oh my God. Oh my God. Holy shit. I mean, there is. Dude, if you can't cram a laugh into the fucking trailer, like, you're in trouble. I'm like, oh boy, this is fucking. I mean, the whole thing. And the bottom line, the running theme for this is good. I hope it's a fucking failure. Fuck this thing. Stop fucking with classics. Stop remaking things. Write new stuff. I want this thing to completely explode. So they give up, and it's, we're really getting there, because all these movies are just tanking. The Terminator, that last Terminator was the worst fucking one ever. It made the least money, it had the worst opening. Just like more and more, I saw this whole thing about how I think it was on crack.com, like, studios need to stop remaking 80s movies, and they put the last, like, five in a row they made, and they were all fucking losers. But, the fan reaction to this was fucking bad on the Facebook, because like they cram like the ads on your Twitter feed or in your Facebook. It'll be like, check out from Paramount Pictures Ghostbusters trailer, and then you read the comics, and people are just like, awful, stinks, stupid, looks terrible, no need for this. You know, everyone's trashing it. I'm like, good, fucking bad fan reaction. So then I see this some like Gawker type thing had this little like 7-minute fucking little mini doc about what a troubled production. I guess this, I didn't hear any of this. I guess the production was a fucking disaster on the Ghostbusters. Those leaked Sony emails, what's her name? Who, I just love this fucking woman. What was her name? She had to step down. All her emails got leaked and she was talking shit about Amy. What's her name? Amy Pascal. And I think she was saying like, no, it's a bad idea. I don't think we should do it. Or I think it was supposed to be a whole different idea. And then it ended up that Paul Feig, F-E-I-G, got involved. And, wanted to make it about women because it's fucking 2016. So I guess he was talking to Melissa McCarthy about it and they had all these ideas and she wanted it to be funny. And then once they got the fucking script, she was like, this isn't the movie we talked about. And I apparently, according to this thing, like her and Paul Feig fought like incessantly on set and they did not get along. And she was pissed. She didn't like the script. I guess Kristen Wiig, like halfway through production, realized how bad it was and tried to fucking get herself off the movie and like told her agent, like, this is going to be a fucking bomb and I don't even want to be involved in it. And they're saying, like, that's why the movie comes out in fucking, I think, July. Comes out in July. And the trailer just comes out now. And they're like, no fucking, they're saying, like, this could be the tentpole release for Sony of the year. And no fucking studio that stakes their year on pretty much one movie waits this long to start putting out trailers and shit. Like, it's already a bad sign. And like they're hedging their bets, and there hasn't been all that much really advertising and shit for it. And they were supposed to buy all these bigger spots and then didn't do it. The budget got cut like fucking $100 million, $80 million got cut out of the budget before they started shooting. And I guess the whole thing was just a fucking mess. But there's this whole, thank God, there seems to be a real overwhelming backlash of everything else of this fucking loud asshole Leslie Jones, who I've been complaining about for how long, that she's just this big, dumb, fucking awful stereotype, predictable, cliche, loud, black fucking woman character who just, you got hit, ghost! You got, like, tries to slap the fucking ghost or whatever she does. It fucking tries to fucking take her door knocker earrings off and throw it in the ghost's eyeball. The effects look so bad. Watch that Ghostbuster trailer. The fucking effects, it looks like an ABC Family movie. Like, the CG is so bad. The ghosts look so shitty and inauthentic. And that was the fucking charm of the original Ghostbusters. Most of that shit in there still holds up and is still cool looking. I mean, yeah, there's some choppy shit. But the fact that it was so ahead of its time with those effects and that it was so fucking impressive for when it came out. That's the fucking charm of the movie, that they're old school effects. And now it's just, you can make this shit with a computer. I mean, a fucking kid. There's tons of Ghostbusters fan-made movies out there. Like, you can make this shit easily. Like, that's not fucking impressive. That was half the movie right there was like, wow, look how cool this stuff is. And look how imaginative it is. You can't take something like this and fucking read Ghostbusters. It's one of the most original fucking ideas in the history of fucking Hollywood. Who else has ever thought of anything even remotely? Like, what a weird thing. Like, what a fucking one-off idea. There's just, come on. Come on. But, yeah, I was happy to see that. Apparently, people aren't happy with it and had a lot of problems, and it's expected to bomb and not do well because you can't even get the fucking jokes in the trailer. Ugh. Stop it. Just stop it. As I end many of these podcasts, I saved one big, giant, long story that I wanted to tell as a bailout in case I didn't have time. But I don't know if I'm going to have time for, because I'm at an hour, and it's already, what is it, fucking 8 o'clock or some shit. I got shit to do. And it's going to be another 15, 20 minutes. And I can, as I always complain, my throat's going. See, I need some more water right now, man. I blow my throat out My mouth gets so dry, I get cake, white shit caked, like Mr. O'Connor on the sides. And fucking, I sweat my ass off doing the show. I swear, any other time I'm in my car, I talk to people and shit all the time, and I don't get fucking sweaty and crazy like this. That's what you guys do to me. I don't want to cap it off at exactly 1 hour. That's annoying. I wish I had one more thing. See, like, this post office story is a fucking full meal. I just need, like, a little snack. Just a little fucking thing to tie it off. Can I go Ghostbusters? I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's it. I'll have a better show next week. This is going to be a fucking... just Saturday and Sunday alone is fucking probably be 45 minutes of, like, shit to talk about. I hope. Or you probably don't hope, audience. Probably like, we have enough punishment listening to you talk about things and say the F word, get us in trouble at work, or with our fucking loved ones. Or sitting in traffic with the windows down when, like, a priest or somebody of the cloth pulls up next to you and just hears F-bombs flying out like any Joe Pesci character. I can't even say that right. I just completely fucked that up. Joe Pesci character, something like that.